look at the book of Ephesians if we could. We are going to a new series called Limits. We believe that God is in the business of breaking off limits. So whatever you told yourself, I want you to put it against the Word of God and see if it's accurate. So if you think you can't do something, you are correct. In your own flesh, you cannot. But in God's strength, you can. And so the problem that we see with the body of Christ is that we have a form of godliness, but there's no power. People declare that God is good, that God is great, but they're not living for God Monday through Sunday. There's a degree of religiosity that people try to let other people know that they're walking in. But when it really comes down to denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Him, it is very difficult to find a section of people who are doing that to the degree that I believe that Christ wants it done. Because we've settled for a gospel of convenience, and people will serve God when it's convenient. People will serve God when the worship is right. People will serve God when the presentation looks good. And when the outer form of what being a Christian looks like, but when it comes to having to serve God, when it's tough and it's hard, then it's time to check out. Because, well, it must not be worth it because it's hard or it's difficult. And where do you read that in Scripture? Nowhere you read that in Scripture where it talks about all of a sudden God gives you a free pass to difficulty and He gives you a free pass through trial. There's nowhere in Scripture about that. Nowhere. And so if you're not careful, you can let distractions or things that don't happen the way you think they should happen take you out mentally. And when you take yourself out mentally, what happens is you begin to reason. And when you reason, you can reason yourself right out of a relationship with Christ. Like today, it's very easy to say, you know what, this didn't work. It's not God's will. God must not be for me. And that's a lie. The reality of it is that things happen. And sometimes the enemy gets in and he fights hard because he knows his breakthrough in worship. And I want to tell you why this is important, because this morning when I came in, I spoke over Leslie and I said, listen, and I'm going to tell you this specifically what I told her. I said, if you sing the way God has called you to sing, there's power in worship and it breaks things off people. And I sensed it when I was in here this morning. I'm like, God wants to break some things off people today. Because of the words and the power that were coming through her voice that God was using. Hence, you could use that as an example to say, okay, well, the enemy saw that and counteracted it because there's power and the anointing breaks the yoke. So you want real anointing. A real anointing will break a yoke. And you know as well as I do that there's always a fight in worship when it comes to that happening. And we are on the precipice, and I'm telling you right now, of God doing something supernatural in this church, and in not only this church, but the world, and we are on the precipice of something. The enemy's fighting hard. We're on a precipice. I don't care. Where God's about to break yokes, and there's going to be a demonstration of who God is, where there's going to be no doubt that this is God. And this is all part of that swell in order to get us there. So don't lose heart. Don't get discouraged. Just know that you're pushing into new levels. And anytime you push into new levels, there's always a counterattack. And it's funny about that because it's just a little bit of a reminder, hey, it's about me, and understand it's about my purpose. And so it's not about whether you have everything correctly set up right, even though we prepare correctly, but there's a reminder that God wants to let you know that I hold this whole thing, and that there is a warfare going on in the background, in the spiritual realm, that you don't see all the time, but you can feel. And if you can see it and you can feel it, then you know that it's real. I'm telling you right now, there's a stirring that's taking place, not only in my spirit, but the spirit realm right now, where the waters are being stirred. And so you've got to get past the initial difficulty of getting out into the water. Sometimes you have to wave and make your way out past some rocks and make your way out past the shallow end and get in the deep end. But you got to be willing to do that. You have to. And I believe that this church has made its way out of the shallow end and is beginning to wade itself in the deep end. And when you get into the deep, that's when you need to learn how to swim. You need to deal with currents. You need to deal with waves. You need to deal with stuff that's out there and that's surrounding you. And you have to be aware of your surroundings. And so what I'm trying to help you understand today is that you need to be aware of your surroundings and open your eyes to see what God is doing. If you'll begin to do that, you'll begin to see, like it says in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, go ahead, Maria, put it up for me, where it says, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think. Infinitely more. We're not talking about a God who is limited by anything. There's no measure to what God can do. God is supernatural and he's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He does not change. And so the fact that God wants to do something supernatural and do something that's beyond your limitation is just God. That's all. It's just God. Because you're talking about a God who surpasses your limited mind and surpasses your current situation. Here's the thing about Paul when he's writing this. If you read in scriptures before, Paul is talking about understanding the height, depth, width, and the breadth of the love of God for you. He's trying to help you to understand who God is. And then he closes out this chapter with now unto him who's able. As a final point that says, now that we've talked about all this, understand that this is who God is. We have a God who is supernatural that breaks out of the norm and helps you see into the supernatural and does things that only he can do, you can. And so if you're in a need of a miracle or if you're in need of a God to turn your situation around, you're in the right place because God is a supernatural God. And once you begin to understand that God is supernatural, then you can tap into that, and it helps bring you above the natural realm so you start walking in the supernatural realm. That's where God wants us to walk in. And I'm talking walking where angels trod, walking where demons have to flee, walking where miracles happen, walking to where there's such a power that is flowing through you that people have to be set free, that type of stuff. And so there's such a fight in order to get you free, because if you can get free, then all of a sudden you carry that freedom out into other people, or where then they have to get free. There's freedom in Christ. That's one thing you have to understand. There is freedom in Christ. That's why there's such a fight to get you to walk back into bondage and slavery. There's freedom in Christ. There's something about being free in Christ that alleviates the pressure of performance, that alleviates the pressure of having to get it right all the time, but allows you to be yourself and connect with God so that God can flow you. People need a real God who deals with real people, and so that there's a genuine authenticity that comes with the power of God because of some of the stuff that you've been through, and now that God's acquainted with that and God can still work through you. Okay, we need a real God who knows how to deal with real people. So some of you who have discounted the stuff that you have gone through, stop discounting that stuff and embrace that stuff and know that that is part of your makeup. It's part of your makeup. There are stuff that God has done in you that he would not be able to do anywhere else or any way else if it wasn't tough or difficult. You're trying to get the anointing of God by God just blowing on you. God doesn't just blow on you and you get it. You're going to have to learn what it means to get in the crucible and fight with him. You want a real anointing that drives demons away and that calls down power from heaven? You're going to have to understand that there is sacrifice that's involved with that. And just like Jesus suffered, you will. And there's a fight to get there. And I believe as a church, we are in that realm right now where we passed over into that, where God has set some people free, who he's dealt with people on sin. He's helped people deal with some of their issues. And he's got people to a place of where they're ready to receive what he has. A lot of it, what happens in our life, it's not that God is not ready. God has to go to work in order to get you ready to receive it. Because you're receiving something spiritually that God wants to give to you here in the natural. And when you're trying to receive that, it has to go from the supernatural into the natural. And there's a birthing process that takes place in the supernatural in order to get it here in the natural. And that's why there's a fight, because there are some layers that have to be dealt with in order to get through that. What do you mean layers? Yeah, your childhood perceptions about who God is and how he wants to move. Layers on, well, this is how I grew up in church. Or this is who I think God is. And God says, I've got to get through all those layers and help you tear down all those boxes that you put me in so that I can move outside that box. So when I do something different, you're okay with it. You're okay with it. So if you're looking for God to do it the same way he did it in Genesis, okay, you're looking for the God of the Genesis. We're not talking about God of Genesis. We're not talking about the God of Proverbs. We're not talking about the God of Acts. The Bible's been written already. We're talking about the God of today. the God of today. Yes, the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the God of the 21st century who wants to do something new. So let's stop looking back to what God did then and know that God said, behold, I'm doing a new thing, and when it springs up, will you not perceive it? And I'm telling you, church, if you'll just hear it in the Spirit, you'll perceive that God is doing something. Haven't your ears been perked up a little bit to know that I'm perceiving that God is doing something different in the spirit realm? God is doing something different with my life. I can't rely on the things I used to rely on anymore because they're not there. They don't provide for me the comfort that they used to provide for me because God said, I'm not there anymore. I'm in here. I need you to grasp for me here. I need you to reach for me here because I'm able to do immeasurably more than what you can ask or think. You can't measure it. But what you're trying to do is that you're trying to figure out and bring it down to your level. And God says, if you try to bring it down to my level, it's going to be hard, or your level, it's going to be hard for you to grasp it. You're just going to have to get out of yourself and understand that it's something that's supernaturally. You can't pay for it. You can't buy it. You can't ask somebody else to give it to you. Only He can give it to you. And so if you're in a position of your life right now or where you're wrestling with God and you're struggling with what it really means to go the distance and to go deeper, God said, understand that it's immeasurably more than you can ask or think. So that means I have to think different. And I have to think higher. And I have to think bigger. How much bigger do I have to think? Only God knows. Only God knows. But I want you to take your limited mindset and how you used to think God was going to move and how God has changed that over different seasons of your life. What God did in your former season, God is not doing now in this season. It is different. You cannot rely on what God did in that season and appropriate it here in this season because that grace does not match this grace. It is a different grace. And so if you want to walk in this grace, you have to forget the former things and you have to move forward in God. Hence the word of the year, move forward in God. That means move forward even though I don't see it, even though I can't feel it, even though I don't sense it all the time. I have to move forward. It doesn't make sense. I'm moving forward. And so I got a picture of just people moving forward. It doesn't matter. A casualty here, something trying to distract you here. I kept moving forward. I got hit here. It doesn't matter. I kept moving forward. Just soldiers, just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Your armor is on. You've got it all set. You keep moving forward. You're ducking. You're standing. You're warring, but you keep moving forward. You keep moving forward. The enemy's trying to get you here. Shut your sound down. You keep moving forward, okay? I don't understand what happened. I don't know. I keep moving forward. And so once you keep moving forward, it's a testimony that says, my faith in God is greater than anything that you can throw at me. The problem we have in the body of Christ is that people don't know how to take a hit. And they don't know how to get up from the hit and continue to go. Because once the sign of that hit, once people get hit in the body, what happens is immediately it turns to, I'm not loved. I'm not valued. And nobody ever told me about this. I thought God was supposed to do this. And if you don't get into the Word and realize what the Word says, you will misappropriate God's love for a misunderstanding of what the Word says. So you have to get into the Word to understand what it says. If I'm going to get it, if every day I get up and there's an assignment for my life, I have to understand I have to be ready for whatever that assignment is. I'm not just talking about God's assignment for your life. I'm talking about the enemy's assignment. One of the ladies I was talking about and talking with during the women's conference, we were having a conversation, and she goes, you know, I'm always ready. I'm always ready. May that be the posture of your heart. I'm not talking about being perfect. She goes, no, I'm always ready for what God wants to do. Because I never know when things are going to change. What happens is sometimes God sends a warning, or He sends a blessing, or He sends an answer. And sometimes we're not ready for it because we're looking for it in a different package. And we're thinking that it's going to be something that it's not. And when God does something, oftentimes we miss it. Because we were looking, it had to come this way. But it didn't come through mom. It came through someone else. And God says, if you continue to lean on the old and your own understanding, you will miss what I'm doing through other people and the new. And understand that there is deliverance even in the mouths of the people that you don't know. There are people that God wants to send into your life who have what you need. A lot of times you're praying for God, I need a deliverance, I need something to happen in my life. All of a sudden God sends someone into your life and then they're there for a reason. But if you're not careful, you can miss the blessing that they are. You can miss it. If I were to look at what God has given me in my life and I were to dismiss it, I could miss the very thing that God wanted to use to bless me. There are things that God does behind the scenes that I don't see because it's immeasurably more than what I can ask or think. And so God does things. He has things up his sleeve that I don't see. And when he starts to release those things, I have to be ready. And so when I come into a situation or I come into a church service and all of a sudden I feel the Spirit of God churning and say, hey, listen, I want to do something supernatural today. I know that God's at work and he's ready to do something. Hence, at the same time, it's a lesson for you, church, today to know that once that is happening and once that's being birthed, the enemy is right there waiting just to pull it down. So if you don't think you're in some sort of fight, you're lying or deceiving yourself because of what type of warfare is happening over your life right now. If you don't sense it, if you don't sense the warfare that's going on in your mind right now, if you don't sense the warfare that's happening in your heart right now or vying for your attention, that you are missing out on what God is trying to show you, that in the midst of all this, and while I'm moving, the enemy is also moving. And so I need you to be willing to take the hit and to stand up and to know that in the midst of it, that you're going to praise me and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Some of you need to hear that right now. I feel ugly today. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Child, you are mine. I don't have a gift. Yes, you are. God has given you a certain gift and a certain grace. Use it. I can't do what God has called me to do. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I don't have what it takes. Yes, you do. He's able to help you and make grace abound in your life when you need it the most. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's hard. Yes, it is. Read Paul's letters and what he went through in order to get what we're reading today out. And how he despaired even of life. He said, it's too much. He said, I had fears going on in me, around me, and I couldn't take it anymore. But if it wasn't for the grace of God that came in and saved me, and gave me the grace I need, I wouldn't have made it. And let's not lie to each other here. There have been times in your life where you said, you know, it'd be easier if God just took me. Rather than have to just to go through it because it's too hard or it's too difficult. But if you're willing to go through it, you'll see the God who's able to do immeasurably more. See, we're at a point in our nation, we're at a point in church today where God said, I am trying to help you understand that I'm the God of more than enough. And I want to do immeasurably more. I want power to come back in my church. I want it back in my church. What I see right now is counterfeit to what my heart actually is for the church. And so I want power coming back into my church. And so that means that I have to let you see and let you experience difficulty so that you can understand that I'm the one who gives you the power to do what you need to do. So if you're wanting to go the distance and you're wanting to go deeper, God said, I'm going to take you up on that offer. But just so you know, like the side effects on a new drug that is coming out on TV every other week, there will be a feeling of abandonment. There will be sickness. There will be distress. There will be anxiety. There will be feelings of inadequacy. There's going to be insecurity. There's going to be thoughts of suicide. There's going to be wonder of where God is. There's going to be a doubt. And there are going to be doubts that are going to rise up in your mind as to whether or not God's going to come through or not. So if you can deal with all the side effects, then you're going to make progress with God. But if you look at the side effects and say, it's not worth it, you miss out on the power. But I want power. I want to sing. And when I sing, I want people's lives to be transformed. Distress, anxiety, fears inside and out, trouble. Weakness. Don't even talk to me about weakness. weakness. Because when I'm weak, he's strong. I want to be used. I'm going to get you out of the way so that you'll begin to understand and know that it's me who works through you. No longer is it about church services or the church experience is not good enough anymore. It's not good enough. Most of you in here have been there. You've done that. You've been through great services. It was wonderful. You left me. I'm like, that was all right. Because you're too grown for the old. And when God graduates you from what's old into what's new, it's a different season. Your spirit longs for something more. And God is stirring something in the spirit realm so that your spirit man desires something more, the deep things of God. Not the weird things of God, but the deep things of God. But you have to understand that when you get into the deep things of God, sometimes you do experience some weird and some creatures that are there that you have not seen before. You read the book of Revelation and you say, I can't believe that some of that stuff is actually happening in the book of Revelation, but you got to be careful because there are things that God has not shown you for a reason. So if God were to open up the spirit realm to you right now and that he were able to show you what's actually going on, some of us wouldn't be able to take it just because of the reality of what it is. And God's good in that, okay? Because we need to be limited in what we see. But not only limited in what we see, but understand that there's God who's limitless and who's above us who can do it in spite of it. I told you the story even when I was going through COVID and when I was dealing with that issue and then I was in the hospital. I'm telling you what, if God did not come through, I wouldn't have made it. Because of the warfare that was taking place in my life physically, it was affecting me mentally, and the enemy used it as an opportunity to attack every type of shadow that I thought I had. Every type. I'm not just talking about one. And when I tell you that it was like packs, a pack of them. It was like a pack of them. You ever see a pack of dogs go after something? It was like a pack was coming. And the only thing I could do was sit and cry out to God in his strength. Because ask Misty, I didn't have much. But I found enough strength to reach out to him because I know he was good. And I kept telling myself, no, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. And I would feel it a little bit inside. You know, I'm getting better. You know what I'm saying? Because that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. It's not like that spirit leaves. So it's there. It's just in the middle of the distress, you don't feel it all the time. But it was in that weakness I realized that his strength is made perfect. And then all of a sudden there was a charge that took place to where I said, you know what? You got a towel? Put the towel down. I got to work out. I got oxygen attached to me. I'm walking around in a thing. I can't stay here. That's going to drive me crazy. Don't even put somebody else in here. I'm out right now. Put somebody else in here. I'm leaving. And so I was doing everything I can to get out. I had enough strength to say, whatever I have to do, I'm getting out of this thing and I'm going home. And so I'm working out until they came in and looked at me and said, I've never seen this before. Good. And that's when he said, listen, if you went home and I gave you meds, could you do this at home? Absolutely. Where do I sign? And I went home the next day, and it took me a while to get it back. And honestly, until recently, still having to get my legs back. Because it's not just about this is so good today, you need to listen. This is not just about the physical attack that was taking place. There was stuff that was happening in the spirit realm that I had to undergird myself, and I was taken. And so having to understand and come out of that season, it's been difficult, but God is faithful. He's been strengthening little by little because it wasn't just about that. I could look at that and say, well, it was just about COVID. It wasn't just about COVID. There was a season before that we were in where we had church, where we didn't have church, or where we were battling to get back in church. And all of a sudden, it was culminated in, guess what? Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. COVID. It was a long season. And sometimes what we do is that we look and say, man, it hasn't been dealt with yet. But you don't realize what it took and the effects of last season compounded that and all of a sudden having to work through that and strengthen yourself in that. Say, no, we are going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We are going to do this no matter what. We are going to see the dead raised. We are going to see things happen in my life. We are going to see breakthrough and all that. I'm telling you, and finally having to start coming in today, honestly, saying, you know what? I feel the Spirit of God in here. God wants to do something. And feeling better than I've ever felt today. Shut down. Good. Because just when you get to the place that you feel like I'm coming back, just a little reminder from the enemy, hey, I'm watching you too, man. And just so you know, and reminds me of the fight and how I had to fight him all the way up till now. Don't you think the people that you see are going through things that you don't know about? Don't you think that there are people who are doing, not just me, there are people who are doing the will of God that the enemy is trying to thwart, sidetrack, bring up stuff so that they don't move forward because of the call of God that's on their life? Because the call of God that's on their life is not just about the call of God on their life. It's about what God wants to do in lives. And so, if the scripture says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me, so you have to know in yourself, you know what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me and he's anointed me to preach the good news. So you're struggling with God, and we're struggling getting to church. And God's saying it's so much bigger to you getting to church. If I can't trust you with getting to church on time, how am I going to trust you with the keys to the kingdom? That's no dig at anybody in here. I'm just telling you right now. No, it's no dig. If God's dealing with you, let him deal with you. I'm not referring to anybody else. But here, this is what I'm telling you. We want God to bless us with all this stuff. And God said, you can't do little things. Number one, you can't get up, spend time with me. Number two, you can't get to church on time. You know it's one day a week. Number three, you can't do the things I'm asking you to do on your job. You can't be consistent. And so I'm trying to give you the keys to the kingdom in order to set people free. But I can't trust you in the little stuff. So I can do immeasurably more, but I need you to do more. I want you to meet me. Meet me. There are so many things that God wants to do today. What is happening in our nation right now is a travesty. It's a travesty. It's a travesty. Especially when it comes to identity. Identity. And I believe that God wants to do something supernatural. And hear me today. I believe that God is coming for the porn addict. He's coming. He's coming. God is coming for those who are addicted to lust. God is coming to those people who are dealing with sexual orientation issues. He's coming. If you would see in the spirit realm right now, I've had enough. But I'm coming. And so don't you think for one moment that I have not seen and I have not allowed what has happened over the past year, God said. In order to get people's attention so that they'll cry out to me for a change in the land. So if you are asking God for a change, God said, I've given you the opportunity to change. God's, I'm coming for people who feel abandoned, who feel struck down. I'm coming for those type of people. This Surpass conference that we did was prophetic. It was not something that we just did just to put on. It was something that was birthed because we believe that God wanted to do something. And for women, not just women, but for men also, to get out of the pit that they're in and to pull them back up and to become the children of God that God has called them to become. And so to surpass what they did in their childhood and to get them to a place where they're loved, valued, and accepted so they don't have to deal with rejection issues the next 30 years of their life. So what am I saying to you? If you can't get over some of your rejection issues, it's going to be hard for you to preach to other people about that. So that's why there's such a work and a drive right now for God's people to get right, to surpass what it used to be, so that they can become what God has called them to be, so that they can help other people along the way. And so you have to be in that lane. That's it. There's a fight there. There's a fight. And that means that when it comes up in your life, recognize it and lean into God. Lord, help me deal with this. Get in there. Crush whatever it is. Crush bitterness. Crush disappointment. Crush all that so I can see the beauty of who you are come out, so I can actually move in the power of God in my life so that I know who you are. Crush all that. I don't want to walk that way anymore. And God is so good that he's allowed us to get to that point where he said, you know what? This has got to change. To where dullness dissipates. Dullness. Where it's not, I worship God, I feel nothing. No, I'm not talking about worshiping God because you want to feel something. I'm talking about connecting in worship so that there's a spirit-to-spirit connection that's there. And it's not just about some words that I sang on a screen. What a great set. And you totally missed worshiping in spirit and in truth. And you didn't get what you needed to get because you were so dulled up and entangled with what was happening during the week and depression and anxiety. God said, if you'll just get in my presence and allow me to deal with it, I'll deal with it and I'll break it. I will break it. But you got to learn what it is to carry some weight. The presence of God brings weight. That's why it breaks stuff, because it's heavy. So when I get into God's presence and I start to stir myself up, what happens is that things begin to change in the spirit realm, and that which is heavy begins to break off my life because I am entering into another realm that is also heavy. And there's joy and there's liberty. I'm telling you this. I believe that there's coming a day where God wants to even start to deal with the pedophiles. I'm telling you now, everyone's this soft Christianity where it's like, well, God, there's no coming back from that. I've heard that. You have no idea who God is and the love of God. So if you can take down your goggles for a minute, and if you can look past that and say, no, God wants to redeem people, you'll understand that God is going for the reprobate and them also. So if you've got your blinders on, and to what God wants to do in society, you're going to miss out on why God came. He came to those that were sick. You were sick. But not like that. You had other stuff. And so God said, I'm coming for those type of people. You know, the modern day leper. We don't touch them. They got to live over there. I can't go over there because it's weird. Yeah. Might be. But does that affect Jesus? If his love can break addiction, if his love can break stuff off your life, surely God can break the addiction of someone who's a pedophile. Yeah, this is what we're talking about in church today. Yeah. We're not talking about the religious person who comes in and all of a sudden does a little signs of the cross and everything's good and they have a religious form. We're talking about someone who's dealing with stuff in their life, who's wrestling with sexual issues and orientation, that type of stuff that God wants to get through to fix. Because if God can fix that, then all of a sudden what they do is they go to the rest of their people, hey, someone fix me! They fixed me! It's a woman at the well. Remember, he told me everything I knew. And she went into the town. And when she went into the town, everybody knew. That's what God's trying to get through. If I could just get you done and healed, you'll tell everybody. That's why God said, I want to do a miracle. Immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. Wayward sons and daughters coming home. Pedophiles coming home. You don't think that some of God's kids are stuck there? That they got hooked in at an early age and they couldn't get out of it. You don't think God still redeems and wants to go back in and take care of some business and say, hey, you're loved and you're accepted. You don't have to stay here anymore. What? Yeah. You hear a lot of testimonies today about homosexuals. Yeah, homosexuals coming out. God has healed and delivered. And said, hey, I'll tell you what God did for me. Cannot God do that for someone who is a reprobate or someone who people cast aside? Can't God go and say, you know what? I'm going to take Jerry. I'm going to work his life. I'm going to do something. He's going to come out and tell people also, hey, I was, and all of a sudden, look what God did. That's a testimony of who God is. What do you do? What do you do with God's church who is supposed to be community-minded, who's supposed to be open to people in whatever lifestyle they're in? Not that we condone it, but understand that God's reach goes there also. What do you do with people like that, as opposed to what is the church's response to that? I'm telling you right now, this church will not be that way. Not going to be that way. There are some stories in here, if we could tell you, you'd probably freak out a little bit if you knew about the stories. But God is not looking for a church that's pretty. He's looking for a church that's messy. God does his best work in messes. You want to pretty it up, you can put all the makeup you want on. But on the inside, God said, I won't get to that. You can look pretty, but you don't feel pretty. We got a church right now on the outside. We look good. Man, no, we're not good. We're not good. I'm not talking about this church. The church as a whole. We don't look good, man. Spirit man not revived. Man not walking in power. Don't feel confident about who we are. Just still struggling. Not that we don't struggle. We all struggle. We're just struggling over stuff. Does God love me still? Yeah, he loves me. That's why he's been chasing me. That's why I've been getting hit. Just as a reminder, there's something coming for you. I got you. I love you. If we can get the fact that God loves us, guess what? We'll push past barriers. That we got to get that. We got to get God loves me. We got to push past the barrier. Okay, today was a little hard, but you know what? It felt good. You can have a rough day, but look back on the day and say, what a great day that was. Because whether it was good, whether you thought it was bad, it was just a great day because God was in the middle of it all. And it was just good. It was good for you. It was good for you to be afflicted. It was good for you to be hit. It was good for you to lose something. It was good for you because you found him. That's all you need. I'm worried about who I'm going to lose. You've already lost him. When you gave your heart over to Christ, you let that life go. And what you thought was yours, and what you thought you should have, that life you left in order to follow him. That means along the way, there are going to be some other things that you're going to have to let go. Because you don't follow anyone else now, right? You follow him. Because if you're not careful, you can get what woke means misconstrued, but what really woke actually means. We're in this culture right now where it's like, oh, woke. You're not woke. You're not woke. You have intellectualized and try to reason away what has happened in history. And you're trying to cancel things that you know nothing about. You're trying to put things away that you know nothing about, that have nothing to do with you. Because you have bought into a system, and God says, I'm coming for the system. That's why you see what's happening right now, flipping the system. I'm coming for the system that perpetuated the lie that you're supposed to rely on something other than me. And once you rely on something other than me, what happens is you start to think like they think. And when you start to think like they think, all of a sudden your life begins to change because no longer are you free to think the way you want to think, because now in order to perpetuate the lie, you have to rely on something that you were never supposed to rely on again because they got the hooks into you. And so now what happens is you're woke. And you know how it is? It's somebody else is doing something. And so, oh, I'm doing it too. Because everybody's doing it. I got to do it. There's a riot. I'm going. Cool. And not even thinking what it is. And so what we miss out on is what God is trying to show you in the midst of this. There's this word called compression, okay? And anytime you compress something, what you do, especially when it comes to something that has to do with sound, what you do is you compress the sound. But when you compress the sound, what it does is it causes internal pressure on the system to where almost like when you talk into something, it's like you're in a tin can. You're muffling it. It doesn't sound the way it's supposed to sound, okay? And so what happens is that you don't do the microphone or you don't do the person on the microphone singing any service by actually doing that sometimes. Because the power of it is allowing it to be uncompressed so that you can feel the full weight of what's there. Sometimes you tweak things and put some things on it in order so that it doesn't overpower things. But what happens is that if we're not careful, what we do is that we take sections of the Bible, and because we don't want to get too far out, what we do is that we dumb it down a little bit, and we water it down a little bit, because that's just too convicting. That's too powerful. I can't talk about that. Because if I do talk about that, the repercussions are going to be, and what we don't realize is that you take the power of the word out when you don't release it the way it's supposed to be released. And so why do you think there's an attack on you yourself, your liberty, so that you can't release what needs to be released inside of you? So if the enemy can get you to shut up, he robs you of your power and your influence that you have in this world today. And so if you're not careful, that you can get so woke that you slide over into compromise, and the power of the word is not as effective as it needs to be, because you are not where you're supposed to be. You're contemplating whether or not this is actually the right thing to do because everyone else is doing it. And God said, if you will just stay here and connect with me, I'll help you understand what woke really means. So, but if you continue to come here and go this way, and that's what we're seeing right now, all of a sudden, it's very hard to stay together when you're divided. And we have a lot of people faltering back and forth between two opinions. And when they themselves don't even know what the right thing is. So you have people who are very opinionated, but are not saying nothing. Because knowledge puffs up, but no one's got wisdom. So you can talk all you want, but nothing can be coming out of your mouth. Because the reality of it is that there's nothing that I can take that I can apply, because there's no truth behind that. This is what we do. So you've got the body of Christ who's supposed to be walking in wisdom. Remember, you're supposed to cry out for wisdom, right? That's what the Bible says. Remember that? Okay. Cry out for wisdom. Cry out. I want to get understanding at all costs. Okay. All of a sudden, pandemic hits. Everything's happening. People are going crazy. Shirts are coming off. Pets' heads are falling off. Everything's happening. What do? Do we close up? Do we not close up? Everyone's going, I need wisdom. And God says, here's the opportunity. Use it. Use it. I'm going to stay in my house 24/7. Because I know it's better for me to be isolated. I'm going to stop everything I did because it wasn't productive for me whatsoever. And I'm going to go into isolation. I'm going to do what I got to do in order to save myself. And what we don't realize is that in doing that, you're actually losing yourself. Because whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will gain it. And so I want wisdom. And God said, I'm going to give you wisdom. Now, not to say it wasn't hard. It wasn't difficult. Church had to really focus. But you made it on the other side because of God's grace. So what God's saying is, if you will cry out to me during these times, I'll give you the wisdom that you need to not only survive it, but to thrive it. So if you're looking for God to take away these situations in order for us to experience God, God said, I'm not going to do it that way. Why would I do it that way? Because what it did for you is that it caused the nation and the world to reevaluate priorities. And immediately what church people who were woke did, I'm talking about the right woke, said, Lord, what do we do? That's what I want you to do. You continue to do what you're doing. I want you to go online and do that. Okay, I'm going online. Until I tell you to stop. And after I tell you to stop, get back to do what I called you to do. Really? Yeah. But if we didn't get God's ear during that time, we wouldn't have made it to this time. So when it comes to being spiritually woke, you got to stay awake. Stay awake. I got to stop sleeping on God. Because these are the opportunities that God has used to wake his church up. Don't, church, don't let it be another pandemic that comes. To all of a sudden we got to be like, now, Lord, what is it now that you want? Where this was the opportunity to do it because they don't get easier as they come. It's not one of those things where next time I'm going to send you a softer ball. Here's a softball. No, this is not going to be a softball. The next one's going to be harder. Let's get it done now. Let's get on the knees now. Let's call out to God now. Let's get our ears open now. God, what do you want? We want immeasurably more. I'll take you up on that. Immeasurably more. All right. You got to go with me, though, here. I can't go there. That's unknown. But that's where I'm at. If you're looking for God, we're about to close. Don't worry about it, man. I love you. If you're looking for God in the known places, you're going to miss him in those unknown places. And that's the place where God wants you to be, the unknown place. I've never been here before. I know. It's good, though. Isn't it good to know if you've been anywhere out of the country and you went to a foreign place, it was foreign, you have no idea where you were, but just the fact that you know what? God made this. It's cool. He's here too. He's here in the known. He's in the unknown. He's in the predictable. He's in the unpredictable. He's in the fire. He's in the water. He's in the still small voice. That's who God is. I am not limited to your limited faculties of your mind. I will speak to you through another means that you are not familiar with. But we got to be willing. If we're woke enough, we'll know that God's going to do things that are different. So that's why you got to be ready and willing to be stretched. And you're thinking to be stretched. Let's all stand to our feet if we can. So if there are people that God is sending you to, the Bible says that you need to be ready in season and out of season. And to let the message of Christ dwell richly here. What's the message? Jesus saves. Yeah. That's the message. He's the hope of the world. He died to bring you back into relationship with God. That doesn't make sense. I know. Or, as he sends you to the person who's sick, hey man, I don't have money for you. Silver and gold I don't have. But what I do have is this. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That type of stuff. Not, hey, I'll pray for you. No, you do it. Okay, so if you're carrying the presence of God with you and it's heavy, no reason why that when you walk into a room, things don't break. Because you walk with the presence of God with you. Regardless of if you feel it or not. I just don't feel God today. I'm shutting down any opportunity. No, he's always there. And remember, he'll quicken you. So I don't care what it's been like. You had 23 hours and 30 minutes of hell. But that last 30 minutes that God used you, it's fantastic. Because it's in you. No reason why you can't walk in and things don't break. But it's an attitude. It's a mindset. That's why you have to be careful of coming to church to get you primed. Church cannot be your experience with God. So I came to church. If you would let your experience with God be predicated on what happened to church today, you would totally miss God. Well, you know, didn't do it, didn't worship, lost God. Why? Because it's not about the form. This is the presentation of God. Okay? We allow God to flow through us today, but God is off this stage. He's off the stage. He's everywhere at the same time. He's in you. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to do that. But when we can't do that when we're supposed to or like it's supposed to do, it doesn't mean that God still can't move. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity. What about the people in the New Testament who were walking around and doing miracles? There was no worship service beforehand. They perceived that they had been with Jesus, and that's enough. That's why we can come into church and still have church, because we've been with Jesus. So you can't be looking for God in the same way. And I believe that that was a little test for you today. I'm not looking for God in the same way. Cool, because it's not just about here. When you go out today, you're carrying me with you wherever you go. Sing a song of praise to me out the door. It's not even about this. It's about your hard attitude. You should be singing to me all day. When I bring something to remembrance, thank God. You need to be this week. I thank God just for what he did. Thank you, Lord, for taking me out of the depravity, Lord, and putting me on solid ground. Thank you, Lord, for setting me free from my past. Thank you, Lord, for helping me think different. Thank you, Lord, for getting my family out. Thank you, God, for providing for me. Thank you, God, for walking with me and talking with me. Thank you, Jesus, that limits are made to be broken because you're with me. Thank you, Lord, that it's not about the building. It's not about what the church looks like. We are the church. Thank you, God, for getting me out of that box. Thank you, God, that when I leave here today, I'm going to go have church at my house because I am the church. I'm going to have a great time because I'm talking with God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I can say it was good for me to go to church today because everywhere I went, church was with me. That's what it means to walk in relationship with Christ, not based upon a building. Shut the building down today. You should still survive. Because it's not about what you get when you get it. I just got to get it. You should have got it before you got here. Because then you can connect with God on the first song when we open our mouth. And not now, they're about to close. Be ready. Church, be ready. I'm not ready. Be ready. Because he's always ready. Father, thank you so much for everyone in here. Thank you, God, for the ability to be about your business. When things don't work the way they're supposed to, it doesn't even matter. Thank you that your spirit transcends the natural. And that you're able to move supernaturally in the midst of everything that's going on in our life. You are faithful. You are just. You do immeasurably more than what we can ask or think, immeasurably. And I thank you today as people trust in you and as they yield to you and defer to you, that you're going to meet them. You're going to meet them at their place of need. God, today for those who are believing for financial breakthrough, I thank you that you are breakthrough. You are breakthrough. You are our breakthrough. And I pray today that that would be sufficient enough for them. And as we find our sufficiency in you, Lord, you're going to begin to meet every one of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Because everything is found in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. I thank you for building people up today in their faith to know that you're with them. You have not abandoned them. Everywhere they go, Lord, the Spirit of Christ rests inside of them, that they are the church, God, that you're calling them to go and releasing them to the captives. And I pray that they wouldn't have to have it set in stone or things have to be boxed in. God, I thank you for getting them out of the box. And God, wherever they go, I thank you that they're going to bring healing and deliverance, and they're going to set captives free because of what you've done in their life. God, set them free. Kick over the crutches. God, bring them to a new awareness of you. God, bring healing into their life. Help them to get out of their own heads. Help them to see with eyes of faith, to know that you are with them, you are for them, you are not against them. God, you have good plans for them. God, those that are wondering where you are, I thank you that you are right in the midst of it with them. You have not left them. Quicken their mortal body today. Raise them back up to life. God, help them to feel you today. God, move in their midst. God, strengthen areas that are weak. God, get into areas, God, that they've hidden. God, fill every room of their house, God, their internal house, so that they know that you're for them. Thank you, God, for the message of Christ. Thank you, God, for resurrecting your church, the church as a whole, back to life again today in this day and age. God, thank you for allowing us to be alive in this day and age, God, so that we can see an outpouring of your Spirit and that we can know that it's you. Thank you for walking with us and talking with us. God, the dead being raised, God, people being brought back to life, God, healing, deliverance, liberty to the captives, God, people actually walking in power, love, and self-discipline. And thank you, God, that we are going to see an outpouring of your Spirit, but also as a result, salvation of souls and that people coming back home to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen.